USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott on Monday called on the state legislature to pass bills aimed at preventing election officials from relaxing election rules and processes without authorization. The Lone Star State Governor stressed that without measures to tighten election integrity laws across the state, election officials could jeopardize the election process by presenting opportunities for people to commit voter fraud. Up to 3,000 unaccompanied children who entered the United States illegally are set up to be sheltered temporarily at a convention center in downtown Dallas, Texas, this week. The Biden administration continues to struggle with the influx of unaccompanied minors arriving at the U.S.-Mexico border. AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccinations were halted in France, Italy, Spain, and Germany due to precautions, officials said Monday, as Italian officials seized thousands of doses of the medicine in a northern province after a man died. We are USA Radio News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
As the recall to get rid of California Governor Gavin Newsom appears it will make the ballot this year, Newsom's handling of COVID restrictions and his personal hypocrisy as photos of the French Laundry restaurant went viral after Newsom locked the state down. Newsom on Monday said the Republican National Convention and certain white supremacist groups were behind the state's recall effort, and the principal sponsor of the recall effort wants to put microchips in immigrant aliens. Famed NFL quarterback Drew Brees is retiring. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees is officially retiring from the NFL after a 20-long season career. Brees' kids making the announcement on Sunday on social media. Brees joining NBC's Today Show to talk more about his decision.
I'm 42 years old. I've had a chance to play this game for 20 years in the NFL. And I think for the last few years, you know, I felt like this moment was coming. And it just made me so laser focused on staying in the moment.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Tom Brady's go-to guy, Rob Gronkowski, told TMZ Sports it's happening, and now it's official. The superstar tight end has re-signed with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in a deal worth $10 million for the 1 year.
Had a great time, won it all. Even if we didn't win it all, I'll tell you this. I was coming back to play football again this year because I had a blast last year, and I love the game. I just started my training again. Actually, 4 days ago, I just started training, and I took off 3 weeks. Let me tell you, I was a little bit sore first day of training, but it bounced back like that, and I'm feeling good. I mean, I just got a massage this morning because I worked out 4 days in a row, just bounced right back, ready to train again, and I'm super excited already for the season next year, and I will be back, man.
31-year-old Gronk says he wasn't handing in his retirement papers just yet and says he was ready to run it back with Tom Brady and company and try to repeat as Super Bowl champions for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Boston Marathon updates. Dan Naraki reports.
The Boston Marathon says it will have room for 20,000 entrants when the pandemic-delayed race takes place on October 11th. That's down from the 30,000 runners who were registered for the 2020 edition of the race before it was canceled. The Boston Athletic Association says it trimmed the size of the field to allow for social distancing, especially at the start and finish lines. Last year was the first time in the race's 123-year history that it was canceled, having been first run in 1897.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Prime.